You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405 on this beautiful day in Southern California. We have a great example of a startup today, a startup that is going to make it very powerful for pet owners to take care of their dogs. So our guest today is Brandine Strand, and she's an avid, lifelong dog mom and entrepreneur, passionate about holistic health and natural medicine. And in 2018, she founded Cali Raw Nutrition, a premium raw dog food company that ships human-grade, complete and balanced, life-stage-specific meals straight to your door. Brandine is dedicated to making it easy for dog lovers to provide optimal nutrition for the enhanced health and longevity of their dogs. So welcome to the Pilgrim on the 405, Brandine.
Thank you, Will. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into Cali Raw. Where did this idea come from?
It started with the passing of my very first dog. It's kind of a little bit of an emotional story. He passed away at 15 years old, which is not a short life, but he had a long list of health problems throughout his life. And as an avid dog mom, I have always spoiled my dogs and tried to give them the best life possible. And shortly after he passed away, I became educated on raw dog food and the ancestral diet. And I immediately felt a lot of regret that I did not know about it sooner. And that while my dog's health and life was so, so important to me, I was not empowered with the knowledge that I needed to give him the best life possible. And he struggled for many, many years with a long list of health problems. Some of them maybe not related to his diet, but I believe a lot of them were very much tied to the processed diet that he was fed his entire life. So with that education and realization, I began to dig deeper and deeper, and I immediately switched my other two dogs over to a raw diet. And I became extremely passionate about raw feeding to the point where I started to recruit my friends and family and educate them, and was essentially selling raw dog food to everybody I knew before I even had a product or a brand, because it was something that I just felt everybody needed to know about. People needed to know and understand that they had to question what we were feeding our dogs, and what we've accepted as the norm of dog food is not real dog food. I was running a business at the time, and it was extremely taxing, like any business and any entrepreneur. And it was fulfilling in the sense that I learned a lot, but I wasn't fulfilled in my heart. And I had an opportunity to sell that business and start something new. And I became committed to a raw dog food company and trying to get this message out there and educate other pet parents so that they too can enhance the health and longevity of their pets.
You know, that reminds me of one of my heroes. Do you know Dave Asprey and Bulletproof Coffee?
Oh, I do know Bulletproof Coffee, yes.
Well, have you read his books?
I have not read his
book. Oh, you must, because it is parallel to yours.
Yeah.
He grew up with all sorts of physical impediments. He was 300 pounds over, you know, weighed 300 pounds, grossly overweight, and had lots of different issues, sinusitis, go on and on and on. And what he finally found was a lot of it had to do with, well, first of all, he grew up in a moldy home. Mm-hmm. And when he discovered that changed a lot. And then he began to look at what he was eating. Mm-hmm. And that's what Bulletproof Coffee is about changing the way we eat. And mm-hmm. So in the same way that you are dealing with what I read from the testimonials on your website, is there's a lots of physical things that dogs have to go through that go away when they're eating the right food.
Yeah, absolutely. Food can be medicine or it can be poison.
Well, that's the same thing that Dave Asprey does in his three books on health and what to eat. It's just amazing how we are changing. When you said it's not real dog food, mm-hmm. it's real dog food in one frame, because mm-hmm. that's what what I guess Dave would call industrial meat, that we do in our feedlots. That's the same kind of thing that industrial dog food producers call dog food.
Yeah. In some cases, it's actually a lot worse.
Yeah.
We won't go into what's in, the kibble diet, but it's pretty scary when you start to do your research and find out the quality of food that we're feeding our animals.
Well, it's amazing how how we have gotten to the place where apparently we aren't, as human beings and as a culture, we're not looking at what human beings or animals need. We're looking at what we can sell them.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where raw dog food comes into play and solves a lot of problems for our animals' health and diet and their life.
All right, so you had a great idea. Mm-hmm. What did you do when you had that idea? You sold your other business. I presume you had some capital there to use. So what did you do?
I actually started working on Cali Raw before I even finalized and knew that I was for sure going to sell my business. I was working on it, but I was already committed that somehow, some way I was going to make this happen, even though I really didn't have the time until I exited that business. Everything fell into place. I'm actually a student of Tony Robbins' Business Mastery. Mm-hmm. And that really helped me make some very difficult decisions and have the courage to change my life and change my career and take this risk and dive in. So once my company sold, I went full speed ahead into this. A lot of my friends and family said, "You're not going to take a vacation between, this 7-year, business that you've developed and scaled." And at the time, I just was so excited about this opportunity and jumped right in. Began working on it full time last November, and we came to market in July of this year and actually launched our physical product at that point. So I started by finding a formulator. That was first and foremost, find someone that I wanted to work with who was of the same mindset and had a lot of experience and brought a lot of experience to the table that I obviously didn't have quite yet. Mm-hmm. And I found our formulator, James Pendergast, and together, him and I share the vision of helping as many dogs as possible with a complete and balanced formulation. And it's taken off from there. We work really well together. We've come up with 4 adult formulas and 2 puppy formulas in our first year. Life stage nutrition is something that James is extremely passionate about and that he educated me on. And we are one of the only raw dog food companies to actually have puppy formulas.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something very unique.
When you say, I'm going to slip on my EOS hat for a moment, right?
Yeah.
And when you say we're going to help as many dogs as we can, all right, what would be the biggest dream that you could have?
I mean, for raw dog food to become the norm.
Change the way would it be a way to say that, to change the way that we feed our animals?
Yeah, absolutely. For, people to understand that real dog food is based on an ancestral diet and it's biologically appropriate. And for people for the norm to be raw dog food and fresh food for dogs, as opposed to a processed low quality diet.
Yes. Now, all right. So with that as the goal, then we're talking about changing a whole mindset about how we treat our animals.
Yeah. And I think we're well on the way. And I think our community, as far as pet parents and even just our society as a whole, over the last couple decades has been embracing health and fresh food. And I think it's the perfect time for something like this to really take off.
And now how will you avoid getting caught in the trap of, we just have to sell more and maybe we have to do something different to sell more that might not be exactly what we had in mind?
You mean like compromising?
Yes.
As of right now, I don't really see the need to compromise. I think to compromise any of our values or mission, I don't see the need to do that. I think that there are more and more raw dog food companies emerging, and they're all very different as far as what they specialize in. We do a frozen raw dog food. We do not do a freeze-dried dog food. We are not, our business model is not geared towards mass distribution into the pet stores. We're very focused on direct consumer. We want to control the chain of custody of our product and provide a safe product that we know, and it hasn't gone to a distributor and sat on somebody's shelf before the consumer gets it. So our particular product solves a lot of problems, and we are not necessarily trying to be Stella and Chewy's. Mm-hmm. We want to be something that is direct to consumer, a little bit more specialized. So I don't intend to compromise any of our core values in any way.
All right. So what, put into words what you want from this business, the biggest thing you can imagine. What do you want from this business?
So we're committed to enhancing the health and longevity for animals and making it easy for pet parents to do that. So historically, raw feeding has been done for decades by pet parents, typically in a do-it-yourself format. So people go to their local butchers, local farms, they do meal prepping for their animals. Sometimes they do it once a month and they freeze all these meals. And some of the challenges they have is that it's very, very difficult to make every meal complete and balanced the way we do. And that is some of the objections that you will hear from traditional veterinarians about raw food historically has been that most people have been doing it themselves and they're not nutritionists and they're going online and they're reading recipes and they're taking advice from Facebook, and it's not necessarily the best thing for their pet. So our mission is to make it very easy for pet parents to do this so that they don't have to put in that work and they don't have the objections of the time and effort that it takes to provide this type of a diet.
Well, so what are the three biggest challenges? You know, you waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. What are the, what do you worry about?
You know, right now in our startup phase, it's just getting the word out.
Yeah.
That's our biggest thing. I mean, our product is fine-tuned. So many things are aligned right where they need to be. Our customers so far are so happy. We're very focused on customer service and maintaining that personal touch as we scale and grow. We do offer one-on-one consultations with our customers because raw dog food, there's a lot of misinformation on the internet. There's a lot of controversy surrounding it. And we find that a lot of the pet parents really appreciate that we hold their hand. We help guide them through that transition process. We're very available. So really, I think it's just about getting the word out and educating people.
Now,
getting education out there.
You're manufacturing this in California, right?
Yes, we use a USDA inspected facility, which means that all of our production is done with the presence of a USDA inspector on site. We also use USDA certified humane meats and fresh vegetables, and it's produced here in Orange County. Our offices are in Newport Beach, separate from our production facility.
Where is the production?
It's going to be in North Orange County.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, and how many jobs does that create?
Quite a bit. I mean, our production runs usually take about 4 or 5 days in total, and there's at least 10 to 12 people working on it.
And is that a full-time job for them?
It's not quite a full-time job yet. They do other production in the same facility.
Do you anticipate taking over all the production?
I would love to, yes. Yeah.
Good. So what are the greatest strengths? What would you say that you do really well?
Me personally or
well,
Cali
Company? You are the company right now. So.
Yeah. I mean, our nutrition is first and foremost. That's why we have Cali Nutrition in our name. Our formulas are complete and balanced. We're very particular about the quality of ingredients that we choose from, not only our meats and vegetables, but our Alaskan salmon oil, sockeye salmon oil, our premixes and vitamins and minerals, everything American sourced. We were just recently listed on a website called The Truth About Pet Food. And every year they put out a list of what they call trusted pet food companies that they would actually feed to their pets. And this year there was only 25 raw dog food raw pet food companies, I should say, on that list. And we were one of them. And we are definitely the youngest raw pet food company on that list. So that's something we're really proud of. I think our nutrition and our quality of ingredients, our quality of production is something that we do extremely well. And that's been our first and foremost focus in our first year.
So what is the area, what is your marketplace right now?
Mm-hmm. So right now we do ship to 48 states right out of Newport Beach. However, we're extremely focused on our local community. We're very focused on California. For right now, we only have West Coast distribution. We have plans this year to expand to an East Coast distribution hub, which would give us further reach and reduce shipping costs for our pet parents back east. But we're very focused on our local community. We do local pack walks on a monthly basis. This coming Sunday, we're actually having a sample Sunday pop-up where we're giving away free samples to local pet parents to try our food. We participate in a lot of local events. We travel all over the state of California and actually go to the dog surfing events, which is really fun to see these dogs surf. So yeah, we're very involved locally, although we do have reach nationwide.
So we have three cats.
Yes.
Two of them are feral cats, so it's an interesting dynamic. And they are, we've had them for a year. Well, we had one for 16 years now, but haven't had the other two for a year, and they're beginning to come around and recognize that we are not threats to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and my wife got excited about the food, so she bought a grinder that's still sitting in the box. And do you have any intention of doing raw food for cats?
We do, actually. Oh. Yeah, it's next on our agenda. We did just launch two brand new formulas, an adult lamb formula and then a puppy formula that is a turkey and lamb blend. Mm. And our next project is cat food.
Well, yeah. Maybe I should pass along what we've discovered is the favorites of our cats.
Yeah, what is that?
Now, talk about the cost of raw pet food versus what you buy in the stores.
Well, raw pet food is obviously going to be more expensive than a processed kibble diet. It is a higher quality of products and fresh vegetables and meats and such. But it is also very preventative. So we like to let our pet parents know that, you know, in time you're going to see reduction in vet bills that is going to make up for the cost of fresh food. Just like for us, if we want to be healthy and eat healthy food, it does take an investment, but it is preventative for, you know, future problems that we all want to avoid. So our food starts at $6.25 a pound.
Mm-hmm. Now, what the testimonies on your website talk about the change in the dogs.
Yep.
And I wouldn't want to put you in the spot where you were claiming that this happened, but could you tell us some of the things that the people who are using it have told you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we hear it all day long about the improvements that people see in their pets. One of the most common reasons people turn to raw pet food is allergies. So it's very, very common right now for dogs to have pretty severe allergies related to processed foods. And a lot of times these people don't really understand why their dog is having allergies. They may assume it's chicken or grain or something of that nature. But a lot of times it's just the processed food. And it's very common. A lot of pet parents believe that their dogs are allergic to chicken, when in fact, we find that people who come to us and say, my dog's allergic to chicken, when they feed them fresh chicken, they are not allergic. So allergies is one of the biggest reasons we see pet parents turning to raw food, and raw food helps immensely in resolving a lot of those allergies. Not 100% of the time, because there are some legitimate allergies out there to foods, but we find that a lot of it is caused by the processed diets. We also have a lot of customers who are dealing with digestive problems. You know, when you're consuming a raw diet and you have the greatest bioavailability of nutrition, it's a lot easier on the organs and the digestive system. So you're not going to have a lot of the problems that people see with processed diets, soft stool, stomach problems, vomiting, things like that. We also deal with a lot of pet parents who are unfortunately battling cancer. Canine cancer is very, very prevalent right now, and a lot of people turn to raw dog food as a natural, holistic way of trying to combat that. Overweight dogs, that's a huge one. Dogs are, very obese these days, and raw dog food is a wonderful way to get them to an optimal weight while providing them something delicious and nutritious.
All right. So, tell me a little bit about as you moved from this great vision and you found a formulator to work with you, what were some of the obstacles that you had to overcome to get to the place where you are right now in your business?
You know, the hardest work that we overcame was sourcing and production and finding the right partners in production and the right partners for sourcing our ingredients. And that was the bulk of those first 6 months was dedicated to that, lining up those relationships and those partnerships.
So you took the plunge into this entrepreneurial ocean, and you didn't have a day job that you were working on at that point.
No, I had transitioned out. Yeah.
So how did that feel?
It was a little bit, it was very freeing. I felt a lot lighter, you know, responsibilities that had been on my shoulders for 7 years were no longer on my shoulder, but at the same time, it was a little confusing, maybe a little bit of an identity crisis and starting over and, you know, starting a new company from the very bottom when I was used to running a large team and having a lot of resources and help to make everything happen. And all of a sudden I was starting as a startup entrepreneur and I had to wear many, many hats and there was a learning curve. I wasn't necessarily fluid in all of my responsibilities quite yet. So that took some adjustment mentally to get myself into the mode for building from the ground up again.
So what kind of things did Tony Robbins' program help you with?
You know, it was a very hard decision to make, essentially switching careers, selling a company. I had a very successful company, a stable income and all of that. And I had to make a very scary decision to change everything and go after something that I was passionate about and chase my heart. And I think that he helped me with the courage and the strength to do that. I also attend, some of his business programs, Business Mastery, helped me get in the right mindset of starting over, thinking outside the box that I had been thinking in for so many years.
So you moved from, would it be safe to say you moved from a career in your previous business to a passion?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What's the difference in the feeling between those two?
You know, while once my company was successful, and I think I'm sure you know this as a coach of entrepreneurs, you start off doing what you're passionate about. When you grow your company as an entrepreneur or as the CEO, you no longer get to do all of the things that you were passionate about in the very beginning. You know, my job was a job. And it wasn't necessarily me chasing a passion anymore. It was like, I have to get up, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this hiring and handle this finance. And it wasn't fun anymore. It was a job. And I was very, very hungry for something that I was passionate about, that was going to be fulfilling to me, that I was going to be excited about in the morning.
So how long do you think this will stay a passion?
You know, I'm very open right now to the future. It's very hard to know exactly what's going to happen, but I do think that the business model that we have at Cali Raw will allow me to remain on a personal level with my employees and with my customers, which is fulfilling and important to me. I don't want to be locked in an office and, you know, behind the scenes doing everything. I want to see my customers. I want to see their dogs. I want to work firsthand with my employees. And I want to make sure that we have that personal touch. And I'm very mindful going into this to create a business model that is sustainable for my passion.
Well, I'm going to send you a copy of, if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God. I have it.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. So All right. So knowing what you know about traction, that's the EOS model.
Yep.
So what is it that your role, what are you discovering your role is?
Currently? My role?
The one where you're passionate. What are you discovering? How would you describe that role using the language of traction?
I want to remain connected with my customers and with my employees.
Yes.
I want to maintain that personal touch that is common in small businesses. I want to ensure that while we scale, we stay true to our values and our mission, and that our customers feel that personal touch. That is so, so important to me with what we're doing, that they feel supported by other pet parents. I think the reason that a lot of people trust us and want to work with us is that we're just like them. We're pet parents, we're passionate, and we want to educate them and help them. So I think that building a team around me that complements my strengths and weaknesses and allows me to stay focused on what I'm truly passionate about, which is connecting to our customers, staying in front of them, working with them, shaking their hands, surveying them. I am very analytical, and I think that my ability to scale the company and guide the direction of the company requires me to stay in touch with my customers. We survey them. All of the decisions we're making are based on their wants and desires and what they want to see from us and what they want to see in a raw pet food company.
So what I'm going to suggest to you, is call that a visionary. A visionary. Now, you talked about a leadership team, and when we start off with a company, we talk about the three things that companies do, right? Sales and marketing, getting customers in, getting people excited about it. We talk about operations, and we talk about finance, which is all the making it all work, you know, creating the possibilities, HR and IT and accounting.
All puzzle pieces.
Right.
Yeah.
And so finding the right people and putting them in the right seats for those. And sometimes it gets customized, you know, sales marketing splits up, but that leadership team, which is really generally not more than 6 or 7 people. All right. Then on top of that is what we call the integrator. And that may have been what you wound up doing in your previous job.
Yeah.
All right. For us, the integrator, if you have the right people in the right seat, the sales and marketing people, they know how to do it. They're going to do it. Nobody needs to tell them. We just get clear, we all agree, and where we're going, and off they go. Likewise for the other leaders, when you have the right people in the right seat. And that integrator's job becomes primarily helping that team work together harmoniously to accomplish the vision, which is something like changing the way that pet owners deal with their, you know, feed their dogs and their animals, right? So that's the vision. So it's working harmoniously together to accomplish that. Now, 50% of the time, that's what happens is that integrator runs, helps the team work together. Another 50% of the time, there is an additional box in there, which is called the visionary. All right. Now, you know that you've got a visionary trapped in an integrator's seat. When they're frustrated, they tell people over and over, this is what I want to have happen, and nobody does it. Because what happens is they'll come up with a great idea, they'll tell everybody about it, and 90 days later, they've forgotten it. They've moved on to a whole different direction. They're not going to get caught in all of the you know, minutia of it. That's not their world. And so having that visionary box and then delegating all those pieces of making the company work to the leadership team that is guided by that integrator, that's what makes it possible. In fact, EOS is often called therapy for
It makes perfect sense.
Well, and so getting really clear about that, and you know, when you're ready, finding that integrator and putting those people in those spots and getting really, and it begins with putting what we call the accountability chart together. what is necessary, what has to happen for us to accomplish our vision? Not people yet, just what are the boxes there? And putting five roles in each of those boxes, and then beginning to put in to find the right people who agree with your core values and getting them the right seats, because they get what that seat's about. They want to do it. I mean, they bounce out of bed in the morning and they have the capacity to achieve it. Have that, then you as the visionary get to do the things you're talking about.
And we're in the very early stages where I'm still wearing very many hats and building out all of our systems and our SOP. And, you know, I part of the transition from going from a successful company that was doing millions of dollars a year and up and running, and then all of a sudden starting over again, I have to learn everything inside and out for the first couple of years before I can train and pass on those responsibilities. And, you know, that's why the startup phase is so difficult, but it's also very challenging and fun, and I enjoy learning and building out this vision so that I can teach it moving forward.
Well, and that, to me, what you've touched that hot stove of the passion, keeping your hand on that and recognizing that that's not painful. It's not a heat that's going to be painful. That's what gives you joy. But there's going to be lots of people who are going to call on you to get into the day-to-day stuff. And that's where you lose the passion. And so,
and you gotta empower and invest in people so that you build their confidence so they feel comfortable finding those solutions on their own. It's a process. I mean, I'm in that process right now of empowering my people to find the answers and the solutions that they're looking for without depending on me. And it's a process to get them there. But I'm really lucky, you know, the niche that we have, the fact that I get to work around other pet parents and people that are passionate about dogs, it makes it so much fun. And that's what I was looking for, is customers and employees where we align our passions. And to work in raw dog food, you have to be very, very passionate about dogs and about nutrition.
Well, because you're taking on a huge behemoth out there that'll grind you to the ground. If you're not paying attention to it. I would recommend for you a book called Rocket Fuel, which is another book by that Gino wrote along with Mark Winters from Houston. And that talks about the difference between the integrator and the visionary roles. Because it sounds to me like that's where you're getting your juice, is from that visionary excitement.
And it's going to be, you know, in the early stages, I still have to be that integrator. And, you know, the plan with this business, I obviously learned a lot in my first venture. And I'm taking all those lessons with me. And I plan on implementing things slightly different as we grow and scale, so that I can be free to be that visionary and guide the direction of the company and build an empowered team of people who share the vision and can execute.
Absolutely. So you talked about core values. Do you have those core values written down?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
What are they? What are they?
I mean, as far as the company's core values? I mean, first and foremost, enhancing the health and longevity, serving the pet parents and being a support to them, answering their questions, helping them through what can be an intimidating process. So, first and foremost, the health of the dogs, and then supporting the pet parents so that it's easy for them to make that decision and make that change in their pet's life.
And so that becomes what the right person is for your company. Somebody who agrees and lives out those kinds of values.
Wants to support. Because there's a huge need. These pet parents can be very confused, and there's a lot of misinformation out there where if you don't, you know, if the information is confusing, it's very hard to make a decision, right? So by educating these pet parents and being personally available in a way that most pet companies are not, we make it easy for them to make that decision. And then we deliver a product that makes it easy for them to implement that change in their pet's life.
Good. Well, I have two questions for you. One, and you can answer them in any order. One is, What would you tell people who have touched the heat of their passion for a great vision? Mm-hmm. And then secondly, what do you want to tell pet parents? So whichever one you want to start with.
Start with pet parents.
Okay.
You know, I would say that if you remember one thing from this podcast and this discussion here, it's that food can be medicine or food can be poison. And that goes for both us and our animals. And I think it's our responsibility as pet parents to make healthy choices for them and give them the quality of life they deserve, because they obviously can't make those choices themselves. And raw dog food can be a form of medicine that is preventative in so many ways and can truly enhance the health and longevity of your pet. As far as chasing your passion, you know, it obviously my answer is go for it, no matter how scary it might be, no matter how challenging it might be. Something I learned in my Tony Robbins coaching programs, I think something I knew, but his programs helped to reinforce, is that when you're an entrepreneur, when you're passionate about anything, sometimes you don't know the way. You don't necessarily have a map to your end goal, but you know that you will find a way mm-hmm. if you are passionate. And that's something that I remind myself every single day. I don't have a crystal ball to tell me what the next 6 months or the year, how they're going to play out. But I go into every single day knowing that I'm going to find a way and I'm going to solve the problems that will get us to our ultimate goal of making a difference for pets and continuing to push and push and push until raw dog food becomes the norm.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, I'm curious. When you say, I'm going to find a way, do you ever experience that something you had not anticipated pops up, comes in to solve the problem?
It solves it for me?
Well, I don't mean a person solves it for you, but it's kind of like, I mean, one of the ways that I see it, because I see this happening often. I have a passion. I see what I need. I don't know how to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like in a, you know, those garden steps, those round stones that are mm-hmm. in the garden. It's mm-hmm. almost like, you know, I've got fog all around me and I can see three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until I take the first step that I'm going to see the next one.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't have to create that out there. It's almost there. Mm-hmm. And as I take steps forward, the other is revealed to me, or it comes to be.
Yeah.
I have those experiences from time to time when I'm anticipating solving a problem and I don't have the answer to it. And the answers that I have aren't really working.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when another totally different way of going about it just pops up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think belief in your skills and belief in your vision and your passion makes it easy to continue taking those steps. And the answers emerge and the solutions emerge. The path emerges.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. That there's an emergence that happens. It's not, I don't have to create everything.
Yeah.
There's something that emerges there that I think, I mean, I think that it generally emerges for goodness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you have to be patient and you have to trust and you have to be open. You know, that sometimes the path you think you're going to go down, if you become so convinced that that is the right path and that's the way you're taking, then you're closed off to other opportunities that emerge and present themselves or other solutions. So mm-hmm. I think especially in the startup phase, you just have to be very open. You have to have faith and strength and courage going through and continue to keep your eyes open for all of the opportunities and the solutions, because sometimes you can't predict them. You can't plan everything. But if you go into it every single day knowing you're going to find a way, you're going to find a solution, you're going to persist and push through, you're going to consider all options and all angles, then you will be successful.
Well, I want to challenge you, because the 25 companies that I've worked with EOS,
mm-hmm.
They're not startups.
Mm-hmm.
But they would say exactly the same thing that you just got through saying about mm-hmm. all of the things that come in every day and being open to the possibilities and changes. It's amazing. It's really the great game of business.
Yeah, it's very exciting. When I started my last company, I mean, I didn't have the plan or the intention to turn it into what it turned into. Mm-hmm. I just worked every single day really, really hard and chased to build and grow something, which is a natural drive of mine, is to build and create and grow. Mm-hmm. And it turned into something incredibly successful. And I didn't necessarily have that plan. My plan was one day at a time, just work really, really hard. And I think that that's what it takes. And sometimes it's natural, it's human nature to want to know your path and have your plan and, you know what's going to happen a year ahead. And as an entrepreneur, you have to kind of forego that security mm-hmm. and really just trust faith in yourself and your skills and your vision and your passion. And if you stay true to that, the other things will fall into place, you know?
That's great.
Problems emerge every day. As an entrepreneur, it's like people ask me what my job is. I solve problems all day, every day, all different kinds of problems. And you just solve them. There's no other choice but to figure it out.
Well, this is wonderful. I've really enjoyed this. Now, if somebody wanted to talk with you, how would they get in touch with you?
You can email info@calliraw.com. I do monitor that email daily. We're also very active on our social media. Callie Raw is our Instagram. I think email is probably the very best way to reach out to me.
Great. Super. Well, it's been a wonderful time to be with you today.
Thank you so much, Will. I really appreciate it.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there is another example of how businesses, even a startup business, for raw, healthy dog food in California can thrive. Mm-hmm. So this is the Pilgrim on the 405 saying, if you look out there around the whole county of Orange County, you'll find amazing things in business and how people are following their passion and making things happen.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.